AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen is telling Congress the country is projected to reach its debt limit Thursday and will then resort to extraordinary measures to avoid default. That includes delaying some payments, such as contributions to federal employees' retirement plans. Past forecasts suggest a default could instantly bury the country into a deep recession. Administrators at a Virginia school where a six-year-old student shot a teacher say they may have known he had the gun before the shooting. The AP's Shelley Adler has the story.
School System Superintendent George Parker told parents Thursday night in an online meeting that a school official was notified about the weapon before the six-year-old shot the teacher at a school in Newport News. Details about how they learned about the weapon and why it wasn't found before the shooting were not immediately available. The police chief has previously said the boy brought the gun to school in his backpack. The 25-year-old teacher who was shot in the chest is listed in stable condition after initially suffering what were called life-threatening injuries. I'm Shelley Adler.
At the White House today, meeting with President Biden is Japan's Prime Minister, Fumio Kishida.
You're a real leader and you're a real friend.
The meeting comes at a time of provocative Chinese and North Korean military action. Prosecutors in Japan formally charged the suspect in the assassination of former Prime Minister Shinzo Abe with murder. He underwent a nearly six-month mental evaluation, which prosecutors said showed he is fit to stand trial. Back to President Biden, he was asked several times today,
Mr. President, why didn't you tell us about the second batch of documents?
It comes a day after Attorney General Merrick Garland appointed a special counsel to look into the discovery of classified documents at the president's home in Delaware and at an office in Washington. At least nine people have died in Alabama and Georgia from severe weather. This is AP News. Kevin Spacey is denying more sexual assault charges.
Spacey has pleaded innocent to seven further sex offences in Britain, which bring the number of charges the Hollywood star faces in the UK to 12. Spacey, a double Academy Award winner, has already pleaded not guilty to charges that he sexually assaulted three men between 2004 and 2015, when he was the artistic director of the Old Vic Theatre in London. He's appeared via video link in a London courtroom on Friday. His trial is due to start on June 6 and last for 3 to 4 weeks. It's likely to be at the Old Bailey, the venue for Britain's highest profile criminal trials. Charles de Ledesma, London.
Kansas City's Travis Kelce and Minnesota's Justin Jefferson are unanimous choices for the AP 2022 NFL All-Pro team. And the New York Jets' Sauce Gardner is the first rookie cornerback selected in 41 years. The Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers led the way with four players each on the first team. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.